following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the different Purina makes and beat it right along.
So the good folks over at the Live It Up podcast, that would be Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone and Daniel Brewer, decided in their, in the goodness of their hearts, to begin a fund, a charitable drive, if you will, a telethon of sorts. They decided that rather than having me be without my beloved vodka and my beloved food, that I should stop Nutrisystem. And the main reason I'm on Nutrisystem is in order to lose enough weight to fit into my fat suit, because I'm morbidly obese, and I actually super morbidly obese, and I just want to fit into my morbidly obese suit. And instead of doing that, they want me to just go out and buy a big fat suit and can start eating and drinking again. And through the goodness of their hearts, they came up with a concept that you should donate. You should go to my site and donate money in order for me to buy a suit.
Walk on. Walk on. I hope in your heart. And you'll never walk alone.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
A telethon of sorts.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1219 of the BFO for Friday, the 28th of September, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, little show. Y'all, I really got nothing. I really have got nothing. Big Fatty!
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
Borders, Big Fatty, we got it! We got it! The telephone! Not the telephone, the telethon tote board! Yes, lovely! Hi, everyone! I hope you're all right! It's going well, y'all! Shalom alaikum, y'all! I cannot believe it! I cannot believe it! It is the last Friday of the month of September! Y'all, the year is three quarters over. The three quarters over, y'all. The fiscal year has come to an end for the United States government, and that means that I'm sure we'll need a budget, and it won't be passed or something like that. Big Freddy, please don't talk about politics. There's enough of that shit going on. Yes. So hi everyone, y'all. I gotta say, Thursday was a busy day in the coal mine. Just had a lot of little projects going on. And, y'all, I told some folks about the living200.com www, and y'all, in fact, several people sent me their responses. Y'all, I was blown away With the response from the listeners of the BFO, y'all, I heard from three people. Big Fatty, that's unbelievable, the response you got. But y'all, that Timmy Sims, y'all, he said that, y'all, that is a, what is that? It's a garden solid. And that Timmy Sims, I think he said he was going to live to, was it 88? And y'all, that had him from Mexico, I think he said he was going to live to 84 or 86. I don't remember which it is. Y'all, it's probably because he eats so much of that McDonald's. You know, he eats that McDonald's. Y'all bet every day. Every day he's showing a picture of the McDonald's. And y'all, then that Kim Beaver, she's going to live to 106 because, y'all, she eats a lot of tuna. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. But anyway, so y'all, eat more tuna and then you'll live and smell like an old tuna fish. Big Fatty. Y'all, but somebody had suggested that I go back and I do the quiz again over at the living to 100.com and but answer it as if I had taken it before I started eating differently. And y'all, I did it. I did it. And y'all, you know, when I did it the first time, it said that Big Fatty was going to live to 91, which was just hunky-dory to Big Fatty. But y'all, I went back and I did it again, and it said that I would live to 83, y'all, so 8 years shorter if I had continued down the road that I was on. And y'all, that's basically the age, well, you know, the hats, they'll turn 82, I say, in January and March of 2013. So y'all, I would probably be about the hats age when it was time to give up the ghost. But y'all, I'm moving forward. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, speaking of the twilight years, y'all. I can say with great pleasure, y'all, that the days are getting shorter. The days are getting shorter here in the northern hemisphere. And y'all, I can tell you somebody else who finds great pleasure in that. Y'all, that's the Vons, yo, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, because you know the Vons and I, y'all, we're cut from the same cloth. Big Fatty, that's a mighty big piece of cloth. But y'all, we know neither one of us can stand the daylight saving time. And so y'all, the days are getting shorter, and y'all, it makes Big Fatty happy. It makes Big Fatty happy. Yes, Big Fatty, great pleasure in that. And there you go. Y'all, I don't really have anything on my list. Y'all, let me just check this here now and make sure I'm not talking out of my ass. Big Fatty, you're always talking out of your ass. Y'all, it's going to be the first full weekend of a fall here in the northern hemisphere this weekend. So y'all, I hope it's going to be lovely for you. And y'all, I know it's going to be lovely for someone. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal Tamari, the 29th, which just happens to be the full moon, y'all. It's a full moon weekend, and I know that'll make the Vons, super excited. But y'all, Tamari, the 29th, is the celebration of exiting the birth canal from one of the hosts of the Greetings from Nowhere, the award-winning Greetings from Nowhere. Y'all, it is Christina It is her celebration of exiting the birth canal on the full moon. Y'all, you know damn good and well. And y'all, by the way, I've met Bob, her husband. And y'all, I guarantee you that there will be plenty of cake. Yes, Big Fatty, cake and probably some poke. Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I mentioned earlier this week, I'm a little disappointed that there hadn't been more Spot and Big Fatty. But, y'all, hopefully, since it's a full moon, you'll get a chance to get out there and spot Big Fatty. Y'all, I think the last time we were over here, it was to preview Big Fatty going to Las Vegas. Y'all, there was only one picture taken from Las Vegas, y'all. However, there was Big Fatty promoting his little show in Vegas. And y'all, Big Fatty looks like Santa Claus. But y'all, I gotta say, one of the best spotting Big Fatties I have ever seen. And y'all, it's absolutely magnificent. Y'all, it is the picture of the Big Fatty Appreciation Convention in Las Vegas, where it was a huge success. And y'all, if you do nothing else, go over there and look at this picture from the Big Fatty Convention. Y'all, it is the funniest thing Big Fatty has ever seen. Big Fatty, that's lovely! Yeah, guys, y'all, several people have sent me different links to this story, y'all, and I can understand. I can understand how this would be a story that Big Fatty would be, that many of you would think Big Fatty would be interested in, but y'all, I'm afraid it's a hoax. Y'all, there have been reports, and y'all, I saw this on the national news. Y'all, that there's going to be a worldwide bacon shortage. Big Fatty, that's terrible. But y'all, I did not lose my cool. I did not run out to the Von's East and start to hoard it. I did not go to the Whole Foods, which, by the way, is spelled with a W. I did not go there. I did not get in touch with Chihuahua Titty Caca. Big Fatty, that's my second cousin twice removed. I kept my calm. I kept my wits about me. And sure enough, today it was revealed that this is not correct, that there is not going to be a worldwide Bafran shortage. So y'all, needless to say, Big Fatty is pleased as punch that is indeed the situation. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I know there are many of you that think Big Fatty has abandoned the BFO census, but y'all, I have not. It's just been lots of other things going on. And so, y'all, I'm going to read several of these today. I got to turn on the light first, though. Y'all, Ed, who was out there in Lost Wages, y'all, he lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a lurker, listener, and a semi-lurker. Big Fatty, he didn't know what the hell he is. He has been listening to the BFO since Big Fatty became Fatty. Since Fatty became Fatty. Y'all, I don't know what the fuck that means. He only knows how to unsubscribe from other little shows. Y'all, he exited the birth canal on June the 16th in the year of his birth. How much bacon does he eat each month? He eats meat every day, about 5 times a month. Y'all, his favorite BFO episode is where Big Fatty mentioned Ed's name for the first time for his birthday. Y'all, I remember doing that. I believe that was on June the 16th that I did that, if my memory serves me correctly. The favorite BFO segment, the reality show segment. Y'all, that's the quiz program. Hootenanny. Y'all, other than bodily noises, he wishes he wouldn't change a thing. And he wouldn't even change the bodily noises. He has called the BFO, but he needs to do that again, y'all. He's never visited the surface of the sun, and he's never participated in a puppet show. And the last time he shat his pants, well, maybe when I see you in Vegas. Stay tuned for that. Y'all, I believe he was as close to shatting his pants as he possibly could be. Y'all, Spottin' Crazy, who does the Spottin' Big Fatty, Spottin' Crazy has sent in the BFO census form. Y'all, Spottin' Crazy lives on the World Wide Web and is an automated system rather than a listener. And y'all, Spottin' Crazy has been listening to the BFO since January the 5th of 2012. Has never, never will unsubscribe from the BFO. Exited the birth canal on the 5th of January 2012. How much bacon does Spottin' Crazy eat? As much as you... What? I'm sorry. Spottin' Crazy only eats cat bacon. Big Fatty, that's vulgar! Favorite episode, BFO episode, anything that has Spottin' Big Fatty? And y'all, believe it or not, the favorite BFO segment is Spottin' Big Fatty. Other than the bodily noises, what would you like to change? More vulgarness? More ideas for Spottin' submissions? Hasn't called the BFO. Secretly will reveal that they may have indeed been to the surface of the sun. Dear Gussie, y'all. Spottin' Crazy has wants to know if perhaps it should indeed participate in a puppet show. And y'all, the last time Spottin' Crazy shat their pants is every time you play the Spottin' Big Fatty segment. Well, y'all, there's more shat out there today. So y'all, I've caught up on quite a, well, actually I didn't really even catch up on quite a few. I caught up on two of them. And y'all, I don't have enough time do the rest of them. The Big Fatty, you don't have enough time you don't have enough time in 2012 to do the rest of them. Y'all, I've got so many of these things, but y'all, I promise you that I will indeed get all of the BFO censuses since I read to you. So y'all just stay tuned. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I tell you what, Big Fatty is going to a banquet. I'm going to a banquet later this evening on Friday evening. And y'all, then I have been invited to a sports ball event on Saturday evening. And y'all, I'm gonna be highfalutin. Y'all, I've been invited to a sports ball where I get to go sit in the what do you call those things? It's where all the rich people are, y'all. Dear Gussie. Y'all, then after the sports ball is over, I'll probably y'all. Although I believe they have liquor in the highfalutin areas, and y'all, it'll kind of be like an evening in Walnut Hills, y'all, the highfalutin area where they've got food and lots of liquor. So anyway, but y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Please, if you do nothing else this weekend, oh dear Gussie, Big Ricky's laundry's ready. Y'all, if you do nothing else this weekend, take some pictures spotting Big Fatty in the full moon this weekend, because you know, y'all, that's when all the crazy things happen. Or y'all, yes, Big Fatty, just shut up and let the Vons yo talk.
A telethon of sorts.
Well, yes, maybe it'll be a drinking telethon.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.